For 560 KMWN, I'm Randy Bogdan. The Great Falls American season came to an end last Saturday in Sheridan, Wyoming, with a second-place finish in the Frontier Division of the NA3HL. Coach Greg Sears knew he had his hands full with the top-seeded Hawks, but his team gave it their all.
We knew it would be a tough series, and we really thought we had an opportunity to get away on Thursday night. Thought we played pretty well and should have won, but the silver lining, we snapped their big 42-game winning streak on Friday night and had a chance on Saturday and just came up a little short. Overall, the effort was there, and guys played right up there until the end.
Rebuilding for next season starts immediately for the Americans, as several Great Falls players will be moving on to new opportunities.
We have 9 age outs, and we'll be working with those guys to try to get to college. The league has a nice event here at the end of the week, which we'll send 5 players to and myself for a top prospects event in St. Louis. Hopefully we'll get in front of some college scouts and try to help those guys move on next year.
Coach Sears will be out on the recruiting trail looking for next year's stars.
We're going to be hard out recruiting, got some trips planned up here, including this weekend at the first North American Combine. Just trying to reload. We obviously got to find a little more offense. That'll be our number one priority here. We look forward to getting out there and seeing what we can bring into Great Falls next year.
The Americans enjoyed great fans this season, along with tremendous front office support.
We thank everybody. Through the COVID year, we won 30 games, and we had the support we needed. And, of course, we thank everybody involved in our organizations, from our billets to our owners. It's a first-class organization. We have awesome fans. It was really, really a big step for us to be back in the championship series, and we hope to do that again next year.
Congratulations and thank you to the Great Falls Americans and Coach Greg Sears for giving KMWN a behind-the-season report all season long. For 560 KMWN, I'm Randy Bogdan.